UB40 are an English reggae and pop band formed in December 1978 in Birmingham, England. The band has had more than 50 singles in the UK singles chart and has also achieved considerable international success. They have been nominated for the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album 4 times and in 1984 were nominated for the Brit Award for Best British Group. UB40 have sold more than 70 million records worldwide. The ethnic makeup of the band's original lineup was diverse, with musicians of English, Welsh, Irish, Jamaican, Scottish, and Yemeni parentage. Members began as friends who knew each other from various schools across Birmingham, England. The name UB40 was selected in reference to an attendance card issued to people claiming unemployment benefits from the UK Government Department of Employment. The designation UB40 stood for Unemployment Benefit, Form 40.
What a dream of a promised land. People of all nations walking hand in hand. They're not ready to accept that dream situation yet.
Where are your people?
Origins of what would become UB40 began when in mid-1978, guitarist Ali Campbell, together with the rhythm section of drummer Jimmy Brown and bassist Earl Falconer, began rehearsing charting reggae songs in addition to some of their own original compositions. They were soon joined by several of their friends, firstly percussionists Yomi Babayemi and Norman Hassan, and then saxophonist Brian Travers and keyboardist Jimmy Lynn. Robin Campbell, although initially reluctant to commit to forming a band with the others, was invited to join once again by his brother and bought a guitar with which to do so in December of that year. Once Robin had joined the others in their jamming sessions, the eight musicians formed a band, deciding on the name UB40 after a friend suggested it was an appropriate name given the unemployed status of all of the band members. Prior to this, Travers had worked as an electrical apprentice, whilst Robin Campbell had been an apprentice toolmaker.
I'm a remote.
This lineup of the band lasted long enough to play their first show at the Hare and Hounds Pub in King's Heath in February 1979, and one other before the band underwent its first lineup change in the form of Baba Yemi and Lynn leaving the band and Mickey Virtue joining in place of Lynn. A month later, UB40's classic lineup was rounded out with the inclusion of percussionist and vocalist Astro. He had previously been working for Duke Alloy's sound system, attending reggae dances in Birmingham. Before some of them could play their instruments, Ali Campbell and Brian Travers travelled around Birmingham promoting the band, putting up UB40 posters. Their sound was created and honed through many long jam sessions at various locations in Birmingham. The title of their first album, Signing Off, indicates the band was signing off, or ending, their claim for unemployment benefits. It was recorded in a bedsit in Birmingham and was produced by Bob Lamb. Norman Hassan said of the recording, "If you stripped my track down, you could hear the birds in the background." This is because his tracks were recorded outside in the garden. Signing Off was released on the 29th of August 1980. It entered the UK albums chart on the 2nd of October 1980 and spent 71 weeks in total on the chart. Signing Off is now a platinum album. As UB40 grew in popularity, they encouraged and supported local musicians and bands from Birmingham, such as Bashara, often bringing them on tour.
Jamming with your brethren. Jamming. till the morning. Forget about the warning. You have to jump till the morning. Burn to split, play idle rhythm. Burn to split, play idle rhythm. Say you're playing in a concrete style. Playing in a orthodox style. Playing a resident style. And then you jam it all the while. Don't let it pass you by. You're gonna wake up and wonder why. Gone in the blues. Go check on the news. Go listen to political views. New grass was no gay crash bomb. Right for justice must be done. We don't deal with folly, darling. Burn to split, play idle rhythm. Rub to dub, burn idle gully. Got the rhythm of the marshal. Rhythm of no partial. Because you jam it with your brethren. Jam it till the morning. A concrete style, dub it up all the while. Ram it in a resident style, jam it all the while. Don't let it pass you by. You're going to wake up and wonder why. Burn to spliff, play idle rhythm. Burn to spliff, play idle rhythm.
After great success in the UK, UB40's popularity in the US was established when they released Labour of Love, an album of cover songs, in 1983. The album reached number one on the UK Albums Chart and number 14 on the Billboard 200 in the US 5 years later. The album featured the song Red Red Wine, a cover version of a Neil Diamond song. It reached number one in the UK in 1983 and number one in the US in 1988. 3 years later, UB40 performed at the Birmingham Heart Beat charity concert in 1986. In 1987, Ray Pablo Falconer, producer of UB40 Music, died in a car crash. His brother, Earl Falconer, the band's bassist, was driving with nearly twice the legal limit of alcohol in his blood. Earl was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment in June 1988. And banned from driving for 3 years. We'll be right back. On the 11th of June, 1988, UB40 performed at the Nelson Mandela 70th birthday tribute concert that took place at Wembley Stadium in London and also involved Dire Straits, George Michael, Whitney Houston, the Bee Gees, and other artists. Their most successful worldwide single release is their reggae pop version of I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, which was the main title to the 1993 Sharon Stone movie Sliver. It was a number one hit across Europe and in the US. In 1995, they covered the Stevie Wonder song Superstition for the Eddie Murphy movie Vampire in Brooklyn, and it appears on their album The Best of UB40 Volume 2, which they released that year. The group also made a guest appearance in the 1997 feature film Speed 2, Cruise Control. UB40 are featured in the 1988 film The Yob. UB40 toured South Africa in July 2007 and headlined the Live Earth concert at the Cradle of Humankind near Johannesburg. In 2003, UB40 and the United Colours of Sound recorded Swing Low, Sweet Chariot as the official anthem for the England National Rugby Union team. Following England's victory in the 2003 Rugby Union World Cup, it reached number 15 in the UK singles chart.
Sweet love, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me on. Sweet love, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me on. Sweet love, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me on. After me, coming for to carry me on.
this baby that can break our pride. With our backs to the wall, we won't run and we won't hide. It's time to stand, face the oncoming crowd. Because the louder we scream,
the 24th of January 2008, it was announced that Ali Campbell would be leaving the group after 30 years. It was originally stated that this was in order for Campbell to concentrate on solo projects, but Campbell later said he was leaving due to management and business disputes. The remaining seven members released a statement saying, "Ali made a very simple decision. He chose to pursue and put his solo career over and above continuing to work with UB40 after February 2008. It's as simple as that." Mickey Virtue departed shortly afterwards, citing the same issues that Campbell had as reasons for his departure.
You're gonna leave this bomb man on his own. Yes, you are.
was reported by some Birmingham newspapers on the 13th of March 2008 that Maxi Priest would be the new lead singer of UB40 and had recorded a cover of Bob Marley's I Shot the Sheriff with the band, based on information from an unnamed source close to the band. Priest had joined UB40 on their arena tour in 2007, culminating in sellout shows at the NEC Birmingham in December. Another local newspaper reporting that Maxi Priest would be the new UB40 frontman also included a statement from band spokesman Gerard Franklin, which contradicted this claim. Maxi is collaborating with the band to record material, but no decision has been made to replace Ali Campbell with one definitive singer. The reports are half correct. He'll be appearing with them for this new recording. In April 2008, the BBC reported that Campbell was to be replaced in the band by his brother Duncan, with reggae singer Maxi Priest also bolstering the lineup on tour.
Thank you.
The band released their next album, 24/7, UB40's Last, with their classic lineup, by way of a free insert in the mail on Sunday's the 4th of May, 2008 issue. The newspaper sold nearly 3 million copies. This led to a backlash when the full 17-track version was released on the 21st of June 2008, and most of the big retailers refused to stock it. It failed to reach the top 75 in the UK, which was a first, as all their official albums had previously made the top 50 on the UK albums chart. Their next release on EMI was a collection called Love Songs, which was a compilation of hits mainly from the Labour of Love series, and all featuring Ali Campbell on vocals. It reached number 3 in the UK. The band toured the US, which included their first show at the Hollywood Bowl. In 2009, the band released the first new album, with then new lead singer Duncan Campbell, another in the Labour of Love cover series entitled Labour of Love 4. The album was in the charts for only 2 weeks, reaching number 24. During the 2009 US tour, UB40 offered fans live concert recordings on USB wristbands. The wristbands also included the Dub Sessions remix album and photos. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my 60-minute abridged look at the prolific UB40. But again, running out of time leaves us missing many great tracks. I'm Poppy Buell, and this has been It's Only Rock and Roll, only on Bexhill Radio. Join me again for another hour snapshot of some of the big names in the entertainment industry. Until next time, please take care. Kingston Town. Oh.
place I long to be. If I had your word, I would give it away just to see the girls I play. When I am king, surely I would need a queen. My queen will come at dawn.